It's been just over a year since U.S. beef returned to Brazil after a long absence. U.S. Meat Export Federation Technical Services Manager Cheyenne McIndaffer just returned from Brazil, and she has an update in this USMEF report.
Brazil opened for U.S. beef exports in the fall of 2016. But Brazil does have some fairly complicated plant and label registration requirements, so we didn't actually ship any product until the spring of 2017. So a year later, we are shipping, but we only have about 3 to 4 approved suppliers. We knew that picanhas, as the Brazilians call them, or top sirloin caps, would be popular, and that's proven to be true. So the bulk of muscle cuts we are sending are picanha. We are seeing a few other items move, like loins, ribs, and some tri-tips and some other cuts. We are sending a few beef livers as well.
This visit to the market included a major trade show as well as research on how to help product move more smoothly.
So our main reason for going to Brazil this month was to attend the APAS supermarket trade show in Sao Paulo. This is one of the largest supermarket trade shows in South America. So we had a few members that had booths set up within the U.S. pavilion. So we took an opportunity to meet with their Brazilian offices to discuss some of the challenges bringing product in. We were able to also meet with importers that are currently buying or interested to buy and learn more about the interest there. Secondly, while we were in country, we wanted to learn more about the import procedures in Brazil. We export to different states in Brazil and different ports, so we wanted to learn if there was a national standard or if the import procedures varied by state. And what we found out was that, yes, there are absolutely state variances. So we tried to make note of those to help our exporters be better informed and prepared.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.